Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
If you can take me to paradise.
That's Chrissy McVay, ladies and gentlemen, with Fleetwood Mac. 17 till the hour. Thank you very much for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. The one and only, and the world is happy about that. And my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Rebounders, how winners pivot from setback to success. That's Rick Newman's outstanding book that I've been telling you about now for a long time. Rick is a columnist for Yahoo Finance, Yahoo.finance.com, or is it finance.yahoo.com? I always forget. Which
you
one
got
is
it right the second time.
Okay.
Finance.yahoo.
I knew I had a 50-50 shot there, Rick. I had a 50-50 chance of getting it right. So, anyway, just somewhere you'll find it, folks. And he's got it's outstanding. In fact, I encourage you to get on his feed so it'll just come right into your inbox. I promise you, you'll thank me later for tracking and keeping up with Rick. Rick. One of the things that we've got brand spanking new, like a new penny coming up in about a month, is the 114th Congress that's going to be dominated by a majority of Republicans in the House and the Senate. And a pretty darn big majority in the Senate, right? 50, we don't know about Louisiana. We'll know that maybe. Is it this week we'll know about Louisiana?
Yeah, I think you're right.
And
yeah,
so that's not looking good for there. So we may... we may wind up with a Senate that has 54 Republicans, and you know there's some moderate Democrats up there. They could wind up with a lot of legislation that the president won't like, can't they?
Yeah, they could. There could be a few things. I mean, the big one that everyone's looking at now is the Keystone, approving the Keystone Pipeline.
Yep.
Which Obama can veto, but there may be enough votes to override a veto in the new Congress on that. But here's what I think is that I think it's going to be the biggest help for the economy coming out of the new Congress. It's not any legislation that's actually going to pass, but one thing that's not going to happen, and we're going to get a test of this very soon, but I think the new Republican-controlled Congress is going to be very reluctant to shut down the government or have these spending showdowns
right.
the way that we've seen over the last couple of years. And the reason is simple. Those were very, very unpopular. They, in many ways, they backfired against the Republicans. And given that the Republicans...
In every way, they backfired against the Republicans.
It just turned out to be a dumb move.
Yeah.
And it hurt the economy for real. It just made them look foolish. And given that they have now 2 years to prove they can actually govern in some way and get something done and be responsible stewards of the government, the leadership has a very strong case. Hey, guys, let's be on our best behavior here. And, you know, show we can govern going into the 2016 presidential election. I could be wrong about that.
No, I think you're right. The thing is I hope you're right. I hope that's what they do because after 6 years, we now know that the president's policies are not all that effective and not all that they're mostly not that accepted, and you know maybe they're better off just to leave him alone, let him spin, crash, and burn on his own.
Well, if they're smart, what they can do is pass sensible centrist legislation
right.
that makes sense to most people. And then put it on Obama's desk and leave it up to him whether.
But that means they're going. But now that does mean they're going to have to craft new legislation that is more pragmatic in the way that you're defining it than the legislation they've had in the last 6 years, which was more combative.
Yeah, and I'm not sure that's going to happen. I actually think very little is going to happen in Congress during the next 2 years. I'll give you one example. There's some thinking that maybe we'll get a corporate tax reform bill.
That's the general consensus is that is a bipartisan all the way to the White House move.
It's bipartisan until you get into the details. So Obama has said he thinks sure we should lower the corporate tax rate from 35% to 28%. Republicans say 25%. So they seem pretty close, but Man, I'll tell you, once you get into the details of who's when you say, you know, you're going to even out the tax code mm-hmm. and eliminate the loopholes, well, there's the problem, eliminating the loopholes.
Well, and we've
start going after tax credits. I don't think it's going to happen within the next 2 years. I'd like to be wrong about that.
Well, we've moved into a period of hyper partisanship. And folks, I know politics has always been part of Washington, but we're in a position now where more than any other time, one party is afraid to do what's right for fear of giving the other party any kind of positive press. That's what Harry Reid did that to the detriment of his own party. He was so afraid Republicans would get any kind of an advantage. And anything that the Republicans might benefit from that would help the Republicans in 2016, President Obama's not going to want to do, and vice versa. What do you think?
I think you're right. We always talk about presidents and their legacy. You know, they try to think about their legacy in the last years. I don't know whether they do or not. I think we make too much of that. But if Obama is thinking that way, yeah, maybe he would like to be able to go out and say, hey, I signed a bipartisan tax reform deal that was generally good for the country. Yeah, he might go for that. Will Democrats go along enough to put it on his desk?
Yeah.
I don't know about that. But I'm going to tell you, that is a really hard problem to solve
mm-hmm.
because of all the tax breaks that would have to get scaled back in order for it to happen. And that's where the price is.
Do you think we're worse off now in Washington than we've ever been? Or do you think it's just more like it was 100 years, just like it was 100 years ago, 50 years ago?
I think we're at a cyclical low point. It's probably been about as bad before, but we are at a low point.
It's been bad before, but we're back now. We're back there again now.
Yeah.
I think you're right. If whether we were ever here before, I think we're definitely at a low point right now. I agree with that.
Yeah.
Quick break. We'll come back. We're going to talk a little bit about some things you might not know about Obamacare. 10 tips. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.